This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
Tonight, Iran launched a large-scale of coordinated attack on Israel. The regime in Iran fired a massive swarm over 200 killer drones, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles towards the state of Israel. Together with our allies and partners across the region, we are operating at this very moment to defend Israel from Iran's attacks.
That's Israel Chief Military Spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari. U.S. President Joe Biden and his national security team have been monitoring the situation in the Middle East after the attack. That's according to a U.S. defense official and two other U.S. officials. The defense official said that the effort to intercept the attack was continuing. Tensions are at their highest since the Israel-Hamas war began 6 months ago after a suspected Israeli strike this month on an Iranian consular building in Syria killed 12 people, including two senior Iranian generals. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports on an Israeli-linked ship seized by Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard members.
Commandos from Iran's Revolutionary Guard made their way down from a helicopter onto an Israeli-affiliated container ship near the Strait of Hormuz, seizing the vessel. The ship is the Portuguese-flagged MSC Ares, a container vessel associated with Zodiac Maritime, part of Israeli billionaire Eyal Ofer's Zodiac Group. Authorities are now working to ensure the well-being of the crew. The seizure is the latest in a series of attacks between the two countries. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
And again, booms and air raid sirens were sounded across Israel after the Iran launched the hundreds of drones. The attack marks the first time Iran has ever launched a direct military assault